Listening to Terence and Dermot, the brothers Cole, one can't help but ponder some big questions about nature and nurture and the bonds of twins. But word geeks might also wonder about the term twin itself. Castor and Pollux, Apollo and Artemis, Phobos and Deimos, the list of twins in Greco-Roman mythology, not to mention mythology worldwide, extends into the dozens, evidence of a long-standing fascination with these nearest of siblings. And understandably so, given their rarity, identical twins account for less than 0.5% of births, and the visceral intrigue many feel when encountering those even rarer twins who are uncannily similar in their behavior as well. The word twin comes to us via the Old English twin, with two ends, which means consisting of two, twofold, double, or two by two. This twin-end twin ultimately goes back to the Proto-Indo-European dwisno, itself from dwi, double, in the earliest root dwo, two. It is from this root that some obviously related modern words are drawn, such as two, duo, duplex, and dyad, but others too, including dubious, twilight, twist, and biscuit. The point being, twin is obviously an old word in the plural sense, with many examples dating back to at least the 13th century, but in its singular form, as in Terence is a twin or Dermot is Terence's twin brother, it goes back to only the 1600s, replacing the archaic but charming twindle and twinling. In both cases, the earliest recorded instances belong to Shakespeare's plays, the latter in the farce The Merry Wives of Windsor, when Mistress Page observes, "To thy great comfort in this mystery of ill opinions, here's the twin brother of thy letter." We're all familiar with identical and non-identical or fraternal twins, the former the product of fertilization of a single ovum, the latter of two different ones. While identical twins don't necessarily, as is popularly believed, have identical DNA, non-identical twins are, genetically speaking, no closer to each other than any other siblings. But human twins come in still different forms as well. Conjoined twins, once commonly called Siamese twins after the famous Chang and Ang brothers, may be joined in many different ways. Chang and Ang, though they loom large in popular culture, were zygapicus twins, fused at the abdomen and xiphoid, that cartilage in the sternum where some of us have had the misfortune of being punched breathless, aborting their admittedly not very promising boxing career. Zygapicus twins are relatively rare, though not as rare as Janiceps, who have two faces on opposite sides of a single conjoined head, or Iscapagi, twins joined at the spine and pelvis but facing 180 degrees away from each other. The most common type of conjoined twins is the thoraco-omphalopagus, fused from the upper to lower chest, usually sharing a heart and thus literally and emotionally heartrending. While unconfirmed stories of telepathy and shared consciousness between twins abound, there is no doubt that some twins develop a secret twin language in childhood, a phenomenon known as cryptophagia, from the Greek crypto, secret, plus phagia, or speech. Cryptophagia is an example of ideoglossia, a language spoken by just one or a very few people, except that cryptophagia includes subconscious mirrored physical actions and other characteristics dependent on the close interaction of twins. Cryptophagia is a fascinating phenomenon because unlike slang and the shared lingo of various groups, these linguistic dyads can evolve into complete languages. Not only that, but these twin languages all share the same structure, but one that is unique to them. This is infinitely intriguing because the development of this kind of language presumably provides some insight into the way which the earliest, long-lost human language was formed. Insight that would otherwise only be possible through impossibly unethical studies using enforced isolation of the subjects. Continuing the journey into twins and language, I can't leave out the phenomenon of etymological twins, or distinct words that derive from the same source through different routes. For the linguistic nerds out there, these can be concisely called cognates within the same language. Also called doublets, etymological twins can in fact come in triplets or more, which, coincidentally, mirrors the history of the word twin itself, which at one time could refer to three, four, or even more children born at the same time, as in a 1606 registry entry in which three twins, John, Sarah, and Margaret, the son and daughters of Libby Stridwick, were baptized. Etymological twins are most common in English because of the size of its vocabulary and the significant interactions it has had with other languages, from which many doublets are derived. Doublets usually refer to and are most interesting when their meanings diverge. Thus, in the list of words I mentioned earlier that derive from the root duo, two and duo are technically doublets, but not particularly interesting, whereas the etymological twins cattle and capital, not to mention cadet and caddy, derive from the root caput, or head, creating a much more interesting relationship. Or to stay with the bovine theme, cow and beef are etymological twins, both coming from the root guau, meaning ox or bull. But cow comes to us from the Old English and Germanic language, while beef has Old French and Latin roots. While I'm at it, a few more interesting twins. For obvious reasons, twins play distinctive parts in fictional creations of all kinds, from Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia to Fred and George Weasley, Mario and Luigi, the Shining Twins, and, spoiler alert, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers. But my favorite literary twins, ignoring the strange, identical but non-identical Viola and Sebastian in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, have to be Estapan and Rahel in Arundhati Roy's The God of Small Things, a dazzling, time-shifting, and inexplicably controversial novel that everyone should experience. In science, as a thought experiment and as a theme of science fiction, there is the twin paradox, in which identical twins are separated, one making a near light-speed journey into space, the other remaining on Earth. Due to relativity and time dilation, when the traveling twin returns, she will appear younger to her Earthbound sister. But due to relative perspectives, from the perspective of the traveler, her sister on Earth will be younger. In other words, the traveler is both younger and older than her sister at the same time. The twin paradox apparently resolves in some way I can't get my mind around and don't want to talk about, because as old Joe tells young Joe in the film Looper, if we start talking about time travel, then we're going to be here all day talking. In politics, and inevitably business, in an attempt to encourage friendship and cultural interchange after the global fracturing of World War II, Europe introduced town twinning and twin towns, commonly called sister cities in the United States and sometimes friendship cities elsewhere. The first twin towns in the U.S. were Toledo, Ohio, and Toledo, Spain in 1931, and these sibling cities have since become common, including well-known examples such as Washington, D.C. and Tokyo City, and less well-known, but perhaps more important to local listeners, Fairbanks' sister cities in Monbetsu, Japan, and Yakutsk, Russia, just two of eight purported sisters to our small city listed in a Wikipedia article that very much needs the requested additional verification. Finally, I must thank the listener who hails from the Twin Cities in the United States, Minneapolis-St. Paul, not the earliest pair known as Twin Cities, but the one that needs no qualifiers, who encouraged me to muse a bit on the word twin itself for this show. For lashings of links about the twinish subjects in today's episode, and to listen to any Cachexic clippings word at your leisure, point your favorite browser to cachexic.com/KUAC.